Before we get into this episode, we got a lot of negative feedback, mostly about my tone in this episode that you're about to hear. And I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to basically talk with Lisa and Laura about it. And so here we are. I was afraid when I listened to the edit of this that people might get the wrong impression. What listeners can't see are the smiles on our faces or our body language. I readily admit that I get passionate when I discuss hot topics, but I have absolutely no animosity at all towards Lisa. However, I know Lisa is asking questions or stating opinions that she's read or heard about, and she's doing that to get my honest reactions to them. I'm not saying that my reactions are always perfect or proper, but it's my firm belief that the way certain issues are portrayed on this show manipulates viewers into believing something that I believe is strongly contradicted by fact. So I feel a responsibility to point that out, and yes, I do get passionate about it. I will, however, be more cognizant of the fact that listeners are only getting part of the picture and don't see that Lisa and I love and respect each other, and we are literally engaging in a real-time, real discussion. We don't manage this or produce this. We don't script what we're about to say. We literally have discussions, and sometimes they get heated, but it doesn't have anything to do with respect. Although I am definitely somebody who speaks quickly, and sometimes I am on a roll, and so I will try to be more careful about not stepping on you if you're talking about something.
Yeah, and I want to say I appreciate all of the feedback that you guys have given us, and I was so excited to drop this episode because when Jim and I had left the booth after recording it, I was like, damn, we got down and deep into this case, and I felt very invigorated, and so I was really sad to read the comments because I certainly didn't feel any animosity in the booth when we were recording. I felt that Jim was getting passionate about the Fakakta defense that these offenders had put forth, and he was angry at them. And I certainly didn't take it personally. And I re-listened to the episode over and over again after all of your comments. And I was like, gosh, I hear us laughing and I hear us agreeing and I hear some talking over each other, you know, and that happens. You know, however, you know, I understand that this triggered a lot of people. And I want to thank you, so many of you, for coming to my defense. And it really moved me. I mean, I'm going to start crying. Oh, my God. You know, nobody's ever defended me like this before.
Well,
but
Laura
perceived,
and I have.
No, I know. But towards perceived slights and people bullying me. Oh, my God. Where were you guys when I was in middle school? I could have really used you. But,
right.
You know, I, Jim and I love each other. And if you're in the booth with us, and I know that you're not, you know, you would see us gesticulating and nodding our heads and smiling. And, you know, I know it's hard. You can't see that. But, you know, that's what's really going on here.
Yeah. And if you recall, Lisa, in the beginning of this very podcast, in a number of the first months of us doing this, people were attacking you, literally attacking you. Why are you on this? Why are you trying to give your opinions?
Yeah.
And Laura and I both jumped in to defend you because you are a very important part of this. You help balance us. You help us give the opinions of everyone else that's listening that isn't experienced the way Laura and I are in... unfortunately, the depths of the worst things that people do to each other. And so we defended you heartfeltly because we love you and we're so happy to be a team together with you. So
thank you.
So yeah, we're a team and that's an important part of what we do. And I think, you know, we're not a TV show. You can't see what's going on in terms of the dynamics, although we all agree that sometimes we need to take a breath before we speak, because we're all people who feel very, you know, passionately about certain subjects. And when it comes to victims and victims not getting justice, and that's something that's all, it's very close to our hearts. But we take your feedback on board. So we want you to know that we have been reading every tweet and every Facebook post that you've sent. And we do appreciate your interaction with us. And so to balance it out, we will try and take a breath. Jim C and me, definitely included.
And
Lisa, and, you know, we want you to carry on listening to us because we are real people, not scripted. We do just come in. We don't know what each other's going to say. And sometimes when it's a two, dynamic can be more intense. Sometimes when it's a three, you know, it's hard to get a word in at times, certainly for me being British. But we take your comments on board. So thank you for taking the time and the energy and effort of letting us know what you think. And we hope that you're going to continue in listening because we've got some great subjects coming
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, we're going to be talking very shortly about the special project that Laura and I did recently. And there's been some news about it, I think, but we're not yet able to actually do a podcast on it. But those podcasts are coming.
They certainly are. While it's still all in our heads, along with lots of other things that are going on. So yeah, we're excited about that. And about CrimeCon, we've got that coming up too. So we hope to see many of you at CrimeCon again Nashville.
That's right. I'm already shopping for it. I'm already trying to get my outfits. So anyway.
And if there's any nice sponsor who wants to sponsor us outfits at CrimeCon, then we're
shoes.
All about that.
So the Toad, if
Yeah, the Toad, if you're listening, we could use it. Laura and I, they don't have it for guys, sorry. But Laura and I could use you to style us for our event.
That would be glorious.
So please keep all this in mind as you listen to this episode, and we really appreciate you listening.